Midway through last night's episode of The Daily Show, while talking about his 7th anniversary as host, Trevor Noah shocked his audience with this.
I realized that after the 7 years, my time is up. But in the most beautiful way.
In the most beautiful way, the 38-year-old comic says he is leaving the program, offering few details on what he might do next or why he's leaving. To talk more about this move and its implications for Late Night is NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hey, Eric.
Hi.
Okay, so it seemed like Noah's announcement really came as a surprise to a lot of people. I mean, do we know much about why he might be leaving after 7 years?
Not really. I mean, even before he joined The Daily Show, he had a successful career as a stand-up comic internationally. Mm-hmm. So there's some sense he wants to get back to that. Comedy Central, which airs The Daily Show, put out a statement saying there's no timetable for his departure, and they expect to work with him on the next steps, which presumably includes nailing down exactly when he's going to leave and, you know, who the new host will be. I've heard that the cable channel had been working with him for a while on how to manage the grind of hosting 4 original episodes every week. But he's got a lot of things going on outside of the program, including these stand-up comedy tours, hosting big events like the Grammy Awards and the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Right. Well, given his success outside the show, I'm curious, is it possible that his talent and all these career options just sort of expanded beyond what The Daily Show could offer?
I mean, it's possible. I was in the audience at the White House Correspondents' Dinner in April, uh-huh. and I remember being really impressed by how he told these smartly incisive jokes that weren't so tough that they seemed mean or crossed a line, like this one about President Joe Biden's tendency to speak without a filter. Let's listen.
Caused a huge international incidents saying that Vladimir Putin should be removed from power. Very upsetting to Russia. Yeah, until someone explained to them that none of the stuff Biden wants actually gets done.
So his performance at the dinner was widely praised. And so when he announced his departure from The Daily Show on Thursday, Trevor Noah talked about wanting to perform more in other countries, take time to learn other languages. It just sounds like he needs a break to explore other opportunities and get away from the constant demands of hosting a nightly TV show.
Yeah. Well, how would you say Trevor Noah has changed The Daily Show? And how do you think his departure will affect late night TV in general?
Well, I mean, right now, he's the most prominent host of color in late-night TV. But when Trevor Noah took over The Daily Show in 2015, he was a comedian and TV personality from South Africa who wasn't particularly well-known in the U.S. He was taking over from Jon Stewart, who had turned The Daily Show into this institution. But Trevor Noah astonished everybody by overcoming that, making The Daily Show his own, injecting his perspective as the son of a black mother and a white father born in apartheid-era South Africa. He reworked the show's theme song. He made it more youth-oriented and internationalist. You know, there's a lot of departures coming in late night, and losing his voice, I think, is going to be a big loss, and it means something that late night TV can accommodate his talent.
That is NPR's Eric Deggans.
This is NPR News.